Tap, tap, tap. The tapping that came from the window had just begun 20 minutes prior, had pulled the boy from a pleasant dream, and had persisted relentlessly ever since. From his bed, he could hear the howl of the midnight wind. It cried out in the dark, cold and hollow, like the uncanny wail of a banshee. The boy pulled his comforter up around his neck so that only a curly blonde head protruded from the covers. He focused his eyes on the superhero poster on his wall, studying in detail, hoping it might help him ignore the strange noises coming from the window at his back. That howling midnight wind, and of course, the tap, 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 tap. He dared not turn around. He was afraid of what he might see if he did, so he squinted at the illustration of the caped hero instead. He tried to picture himself as the brave, powerful man from the poster, with big muscles and a chiseled jawline, super strength and fantastic speed, but try as he might, he could not prevent his mind from wandering back to whatever it was that was waiting for him just beyond the window. He envisioned a witch. The picture of grotesquerie, her ratty white hair standing on end, dancing in the cold night air, wriggling in long, tangled locks like cordless tube worms of the ocean floor. Her teeth brown from rot, a serpent's tongue slithering from between a pair of thin, cracked lips, licking hungrily at the glass, flicking up and down with a vulgar depravity. He understood the absurdity of his imagination. Deep inside, the boy knew the witch could not possibly be real, but still, he could not bring himself to turn and look. Perhaps, he considered, the courage might eventually find him, but for now, he was frozen by the tap, 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 at his window. His bedroom was on the second floor of his home, easily 15 feet off the ground. There were no trees within the vicinity of the window, so the tapping could not be explained away easily. There was not a chance that the sound was the product of some branch being blown against the window. No, it had to have been coming from a creature, one that climbed or hovered up to his bedroom window and was taunting him, waiting for him to meet its gaze. He glanced towards his bedroom door and contemplated making a break for it. He wanted more than anything to sprint down the hall towards his mother's bedroom and hop into bed with her, where he could feel safe. But even though her bedroom door was only a couple feet away from his, he felt as though it might as well be on the other side of the planet. The witch could not be real. After all, witches don't exist, at least that's what his mother told him. But if his mother was somehow wrong, and there really was a witch at his window, then he didn't want to let her know that he was awake. He hoped that maybe the tapping would stop, and she would go away if he simply pretended not to hear it, so he laid as still as he could. What might the witch do if he turned to look at her? Could she spellbind him with her jaundiced yellow eyes, persuade him out of bed long enough to unlatch the window and invite herself in? There was no telling what sort of perverse acts she would attempt if he granted her access into his room. Witches loved the taste of children's flesh. That much he knew. His fairy tale books had told him so. He could almost feel the witch gnawing on his neck, almost smell her rotten breath like rancid milk and human excrement invading his nostrils, almost feel her long, filthy fingernails dragging into his ear, bursting through his eardrums, burrowing into his brain. No, he decided he could not face the window. It would be a death sentence if he did. The sight of her repulsive face just beyond the glass might drive him mad, but the noise persisted nonetheless. That hollowing wind and that eerie tap, 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 tap. He cried out for his mother, meekly at first, his voice just above a whisper. He needed her at his bedside. Only she could protect him. He was positive of that. The witch, no matter how mean, no matter how hungry, would scurry away if his mother would just walk through the door. He would ask her to stay with him until he fell asleep. He wondered if the witch outside could hear him if he called out a little louder. He thought that she might not, for the wind that night was so powerful that it had begun to rattle the window between the taps. He waited for a powerful gust, and when he heard the wail of the cold night air, shouted for his mother. He cried out for her twice, but no sound arose from his mother's room. Even after the wind died down, the house was silent. Silent, that is, aside from the tap, 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 tap. The boy could feel his heartbeat in sync with the tapping. He was sure now that the witch would never stop tormenting him. She was determined to devour him whole. How would she do it? Where would she start? His liver, his heart. Maybe she'd chew off his lips with her jagged, rotted teeth. The tapping was faster now. He wasn't going to wait for his wind to pick up again. He called out for his mother as loud as he could, shouted her name over and over as tears began to well up in his eyes. All the while, the tapping continued on. That horrible tapping. The horrible, mind-numbing tapping. Just when he thought his mother would never hear him, a noise emerged from down the hall. It was coming from his mother's room. It sounded as if she was shifting around, waking up from her sleep, getting out of bed. He cried out again, screaming for her. His voice was a shrill, desperate whine. He barely recognized it. And then, yes, there were footsteps. His mother was coming. A feeling of relief washed over him. Though through it all, he could still hear the tap, 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 tap against the glass. With his mother on her way, he knew he'd be all right. A renewed confidence surged inside of him. The footsteps were working their way down the hall now. They were slow but steady. He imagined his mother was sleepy, that she might even be cross at first for waking her in the middle of the night, but that she would soon begin to comfort him when she saw how terrified he'd been. With her imminent arrival, he found himself growing less afraid of the evil witch that he had imagined at his window. Soon enough, she would slither away into nothingness. He thought that he might even face her. What could it hurt? In a matter of moments, his mother would arrive and he'd be safe in her arms. So the boy sat up in bed and he turned bravely towards the window. He let out a gasp. The witch had been a figment of his imagination all along. But what he was staring at was far more terrifying than anything his mind had been able to conjure up. He was not looking at a witch, or creature, or any monster at all for that matter. He was looking at his mother. She was hanging from the roof, bedsheet wrapped around her throat, neck stretched to a sickening, abnormal length. She looked like a human giraffe, her mouth hung agape, her eyes still attached, their ocular nerves dangled loosely down by her cheeks. His mother's face was sickeningly pale, and the front of her silk white nightie had been stained scarlet from the blood that had spilled from her mouth. The wind howled and pushed her up against the window. Her limp, useless body went tap, tap, tap on the glass. The boy stared at his mother in disbelief, his body filling with dread and horror. If she was hanging upside down outside, then whose footsteps were coming down the hall? After all, they were the only two people that lived in that house. Who had stopped just outside of his room? He could hear someone shifting around in the hallway. An uneasy feeling swelled inside him. And then it came. A sound that made his stomach turn. It arose from the other side of the door. It was soft. It was steady. And it sent an icy chill down his spine.